Yeah, that intro is. I don't know if I should call it fresh or hot. It's slamming.
It's extreme.
KillRadio.org, the beat.
That's the next one I'm going to do. I'm going to do something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So do you want to talk about something extraneous that has nothing to do with the show at all, like we normally do at this time?
That sounds just fine. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
No. That's totally on program. That's totally on purpose.
Tell me, what doesn't matter, Mark?
What
Tell
doesn't
me about your
matter?
Problem, which is probably not very important.
No, I don't have a problem.
I'd make a great therapist, though.
Would
I?
You?
Tell me about this problem. It doesn't sound interesting.
Well, then I guess it's not.
It sounds like it. Share how that makes you feel. Your hair's growing back. For those of you who are just now tuning in, Mark cut
used
his hair.
To have long hair like Jesus. And then now I have hair like
Dalai Lama.
Reagan Youth Movement.
Or Reagan.
Do you know that band?
No.
Old Orange County punk band from late 70s, early 80s. It was a term that we used because, you know, I grew up as a hardcore liberal family in Orange County, very conservative part of Southern California, which was like basically being known as the Jews of the neighborhood.
And I was that. I remember
were
that.
Were you the only Jew in your neighborhood?
My neighborhood, yes. In my school, I think there were like three or four others.
Okay. That's how it was in my neighborhood, too. So us being liberals, it was like kind of the same thing. So Reagan Youth Movement, saying, oh, he's so Reagan Youth Movement. I mean, he was like rabid Republican, but borderline Nazi.
And that's why you cut your hair?
Yes, that is exactly that's why. Great. I'm kind of, you know, I'm bringing it back.
Good.
Are you moved in?
Yes, although I'm still unpacking.
Unpacking.
Yeah. Wait, but you started this. You wanted to share something.
Did I?
Yeah.
I thought you I did, and I can't come up with anything.
You said it was irrelevant.
No.
Does that ring a bell?
No. There was nothing I had in mind. I thought it would just come to me what I did this weekend.
Really? Oh, did you see?
Oh, can I tell you real quick what I did this weekend?
What'd you do this
Remember that hillbilly guy who was too drunk to answer his phone, so he canceled on me like twice because he got food poisoning one time? And then he got drunk.
Oh yeah,
no,
I didn't
time.
Remember him as a hillbilly, but I remember.
Well, I called
the
him
drunk with the weak
yeah.
Stomach.
I basically called him. You know, gosh, I'm trying to date this Mexican hillbilly. Well, he called me like a month ago, and I'm not one to hold a grudge because those two times happened like what 2 months ago.
Yes, it was a while ago.
It was a while ago. So I'm like, I'm not going to hold a grudge. I'm cool. We're talking. It's cool. We click on the phone, and then when moment of truth comes, doesn't show up.
Oh yeah.
So
clicking on the phone is actually usually a bad sign.
Really?
It means they've hung up.
Shut up. But I did get, and I'm going to the scene. Have you ever
So he stood you up again?
Yeah.
So three strikes and,
oh,
and you're out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
There is a line.
Good. There's a threshold. Okay. You said you went to the scene.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, it's a cool place.
Yeah, it's
a couple
fun.
Of bands there.
We actually went to this place across the street called Hookah Lounge.
Uh-huh.
And it's hookah and food, and we ate like really well and smoked a really great hookah, and then went over there and listened to some bands, got them to submit some music to the show.
Cool.
One of the bands I knew, but they didn't know about me doing this show, like, oh, we'd love to, and they just handed me a CD right there. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Speaking of us, did you see the KCET piece?
I haven't seen it yet. Is
it's
it good?
It's awesome. It's really, it's great.
Why don't you describe it for our listener?
KCET, which is LA PBS, essentially.
It's the LA PBS station.
International listeners,
that's, we have a channel of public stations that are not commercial stations. They're public stations. They're funded by the public, kind of funded by the government. Whenever there's Republicans in charge, they want to get rid of funding as
exactly.
much as possible. And that's what they've proceeded to very slowly and assuredly. So the local LA PBS station, which stands for Public Broadcasting Service, is KCET, and
one of the features of KCET.org, they've been doing these monthly web stories where they sort of examine some social networking thing going on in the Los Angeles area, and they do a web presentation. So it has video, it has audio, it has pictures, it has articles, links, so on and so forth. And they just did one on Kill Radio. And it's awesome. It has interviews with some of the Kill Radio DJs, with Bennett, with Chris Barnett, and also it has the interview that you and I did.
Did that make the cut? I thought they'd cut it.
Nope, it completely uncut.
Nuh-uh.
Completely. We So then you and I actually bared witness to saying fuck on public
woo!
On PBS on KCET.
Does it
couple
say,
times?
Does it say explicit or anything when you?
No.
Do they warn you?
No.
Oh my god, that's great!
In fact, there's a big, you know, when that happens, there's a big picture that pops up like a pop up thing, and of just some of an old woman giving you the middle finger. No, but anyway, so there's the. It has the audio of the interview that Laura and Juan from KCET
right.
did
great.
With us. And it's so funny because you hear us talking about here, and then you hear us go, I gotta go. And we go, you hear us in the background putting music on for the show.
That's good.
And it also has the audio of that specific show.
Oh, okay.
Of the here episode,
so
which
bands.
Was in sometime in December. So all those bands that get played and everything
great.
Like that. And then there's also audio of one of the Is Good sessions that I did with a band mm-hmm. called Skyscraper Frontier,
mm-hmm.
as well as video of them performing live here in the studio. And it's
rad.
Awesome because Skyscraper was one of the bigger setups. They had like a keyboard
oh.
and amps and bass and guitar and
so
everything.
So were people on top of the tables and stuff to make room?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, it was people were – it was really – well,
that's
you can see.
Great.
Go to KCET.org.
I will.
Click on their web stories and
uh-huh.
the one about Kill Radio is there. And there's also some – there's a great article – by Laura about Kill Radio and its mission, everything like that.
Great.
I get it. We both get a nice little plug in there about what we're doing and how, you know, in the scheme of what Kill Radio is all about, how, you know, here is, you know, bringing in music and giving airplay to those from
right,
all over
right,
the world
right.
who don't necessarily get it. And it was kind of exciting. It's like being part of something big.
Right.
It's cool. and we also, I almost forgot, we also have the Here podcast interview that we did with Michael Harris, which
mm-hmm.
is up. Which I've just listened to for like the 10th time because it's just really cool. If you
yeah.
go to diebox.com, diebox.com, and click on his podcast, it's called Six Strings in a Hard Place. You can listen to the interview that Mark and I did
yeah.
on that.
And
we should put
both those links on our MySpace page.
Yes.
Because I don't think we have either of them, right?
No. No, we don't. We don't have any links on our MySpace page.
Because we just wanted to just kind of have it for ourselves, really.
Yeah, but I think it's time to share.
It's time.
It's time to
share it.
Open up. And speaking of sharing, we have a lot of music to play
yeah.
today, so we should probably get
ooh,
to
I do
that.
Too.
Do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
Are you ready? Because
yeah.
I'm ready to go right now. Then you go.
That's so passive-aggressive. Are you ready?
Well,
because I'm ready to go.
I see you opening a CD player that
uh-huh.
says no disc in it, so
yeah.
you're not ready.
See,
now you're opening up the jewel case,
in the space
and we're talking
of time
about
that we're
it. I could be
about,
already
I've
playing the music.
Ready. I am ready.
I could
now.
Be talking about this band from Vancouver.
No, but
I'm
you
about
know what it's
play.
Like? It's such a woman, it's such a female thing to do, though. Like, are you ready to go? Because I'm ready to go. Are you going to eat that first? Because I could eat it
well,
first.
Well, because if we can play that, it's like the guy saying, oh, I'm ready to go, but then he's really not ready to go. It's like my dad said, let's go. We'd all be leaving as family, and then he'd start watering the lawn. Like, you said we were leaving, and now we're all staring at you water the fucking lawn. God bless him.
Did you have a good weekend, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I had fun.
So.
Are you waiting for me now? Oh, now talk about passive aggressive. Okay, so we are going to play this band from Vancouver, Canada. It's Dark Blue World. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/darkblueworldca. That's CA for Canada and California.
Ooh.
Because there's a connection that we both have.
Vancouver, that's where movies get made.
Yes, that's where you're.
That's where you get your movies from, you know?
Yes.
Your cheese comes from California and movies
uh-huh.
come from Vancouver.
Yeah, this is a song called Warm Coat, and it's ready to go. You're listening to, in case you forgot, Here.
On killradio.org.
With Mark and John.
With Mark and John.
Skin. It's too late. It's always too late.
Welcome back. That was Sun Vision from Stockholm, Sweden.
Here, here.
Song called song called Not to Be Here.
We're going to do this in order.
Not to Be Here.
You're listening to Here, Here on KillRadio.org. Mark, what was that?
That was Sun Vision with Not to Be Here. You know, John, they're from Stockholm, Sweden.
Really?
Yeah, that's in Europe.
Stockholm is brought to you by...
Their MySpace page is myspace.com/sunvision. And before that, once again, was Dark Blue World out of Vancouver, British Columbia, California. A song called Warm Coat. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/darkblueworldca.
That reminds me, speaking of Sweden, I just saw the movie Sweetland.
Uh-huh.
Because the main character in it is Swedish.
Right.
And it was good. Just wanted to share that.
You're a dork.
No, it was nice. I had been, because I got all these screeners this year for SAG nominating committee. So I got to watch like all the movies that would be nominated for SAG Awards.
Uh-huh.
And I succeeded.
Did you say FAG Awards?
No. They hand that out on a different organization.
I get those DVDs.
I bet you do. I bet they don't ask for them back either.
No.
So anyway, like any movie that would have been nominated... or could it be nominated, mm-hmm. they sent out. So I got, you know, Blood Diamond, Departed, and like all these movies. And then there were all these movies I hadn't heard of, and Sweetland was one of them. So I kept putting it off because it says in the subtitle, like, a love story. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll put this one with the war movies and I'll get to it later. And anyway, I finally got to it, and it's actually quite nice.
Cool.
So I'm just sharing that little movie experience from today.
Thank you so much, John, for feeling so comfortable with all of us that you would not filter any of that.
And I had cereal for breakfast. All right. Oh. So this is a band called Bullet Treatment. We actually played them once before, but it was on that fateful day where our archives screwed up and we lost like the last half hour of our show somehow. And
hasn't that happened more than once?
We're like, oh, we'll just post it as is, and you know, hopefully no one will notice. And then, of course, just the other day, Bullet Treatment asked if I could send them the link to the episode that we played them in, and it just so happened to be that one.
We were caught.
And I was all prepared to be like, dude, it's in the blog. but I decided to check first, and dude, it was not in the blog. So this is a band called Bullet Treatment, and I'm going to play it. And you can check out them by more about them by going to bullettreatment.com. And this is where's the remote for the player?
I hid them all. Is it this one? Is it this one?
Could
is
be
it
this
that one.
Gosh, it's like my house. No, it's this one, yeah. Anyway, this is Bullet Treatment. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. I'm still turning everything on. I'm so not prepared.
So you weren't ready.
I'm ready.
You're still
now.
Not ready.
Oh, no, I'm ready now. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Oh, always remember to drink lots of water and warm up your voice before beginning any sort of musical activity. That was Bullet Treatment. Bullettreatment.com, myspace.com/bullettreatment. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what?
What are cheese sticks? Someone says, "Oh, I'm gonna give you cheese. You know, would you like cheese sticks with that? What would you expect?" Just follow me. Hear me out.
Fried cheese stick bread.
What would you think it was?
Cheese sticks.
Like if you ordered something and it came with cheese sticks, what would you expect that to be?
I'd either think it was some sort of breaded cheese that was deep fried or just plain deep fried cheese that was
like mozzarella
fried.
Sticks
or probably American cheese, Velveeta, you know.
Okay, so like I ordered this. We ordered a pizza the other day.
From and, can you say the name?
From Papa John's. Actually.
Okay, if you said good Domino's, pizza. I was going to punch you.
Really? What were you?
Because they're like pro-abortion.
What?
30 minutes or less, or the abortion is free. No, I'm just joking. That's a dumb joke.
That's sick. Okay, so they it came with cheese sticks, which I discovered was actually just another little pizza cut differently without the sauce.
With cheese?
And without a topping.
With cheese?
With cheese.
Oh, with cheese.
But, again, this comes back to the problem that I have with what they call breadsticks. And how, you know, it's just extra dough, right? And then just have it around and now they're selling it to you. But it's extra dough. It's left over from the pizza they just made. This goes even one step further. It's buy this pizza and we'll give you...
Leftovers.
Parts of a pizza...
That you're already going to eat.
That's on the side.
But somehow...
So I ate this, like... You know, bread, sauce, cheese topping thing. Mm-hmm. And in addition, I also ate this same kind of bread, same kind of cheese thing.
Without the topping.
No, and then they give you the sauce to dip it in. I don't know. I feel like I'm being manipulated by the pizza establishment. The pizza establishment.
So I finished my fast.
And what was the first thing that you ate? You were on a fast for 14 days.
Yeah. It's called the Master Cleanse. It's been around for a million years.
It has not been around for a million years.
Well, it's been around since the 40s.
When you start with lies.
It's been around since the 40s.
Oh, that is a million years.
So, I was doing that for 14 days. And then to break the fast, you're supposed to do a day of orange juice. You have to water it down in the beginning because it's...
Okay, so you had been drinking nothing but water, lemon juice, and Grade B maple syrup.
And cayenne pepper. That's the mixture of the recipe, yeah. So I did that for 14 days. It's really to clean yourself out. You do lose weight from it. That's just a fun byproduct. It's really to help your body clean itself out. So got myself clean. to break the fast... You have to do like a day of orange juice. So I did a gallon of fresh squeezed orange juice, drank that. And then that night I was like, oh, and then the next day I'm supposed to do vegetable broth. So I made this huge vegetable soup.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And I
love broth.
I do too. but I'm looking at these vegetables so longingly. I mean, it was like with lust in my heart. I was going, oh, I want to eat these now. So Friday night. I drank orange juice the whole day, and I'm like, okay, now it's time to start.
And then you made love to a vegetable.
No, I just started eating the vegetables. And I said, this is good. I can eat this. It's fine. And I go, I'm going to make some brown rice with it and make that. And, you know, and I had some white beans that I had made in my slow cooker. And
then was it like having shattered glass in your stomach?
Oh, my God. My stomach it all was like a brick in my stomach. It was like trying to shove a freight train through my intestine.
Wow.
And my gut was like, fuck off.
So what was the lesson that you learned?
To hold back for once in my life. Hmm. So I waited the next day. Half the day I did the vegetable broth, and then I started eating solid foods, and I was fine. Technically, I was supposed to go the whole day vegetable broth, and then Sunday, but I knew by Saturday I was fine. So I've been eating really well since, and no desire to drink beer or coffee, which is really weird for me.
Huh. I only just recently started eating solid food. Oh, we need a webcam.
Do we?
I think in here because a lot of our witty banter is actually in the eyes.
Yeah, a lot of our witty banter is only funny if you're there. If you hear
you
it,
are.
It's really not that funny.
We have a lot of listeners right now.
Yeah, but it's not that funny them hearing it.
We don't know that. They can tell
don't
us.
Know that.
You could instant message us. It's Kill Radio Station is the handle.
Uh huh.
And that's one word. It just doesn't sound right if you don't say that it's one word.
Oh, that's a bad inside joke for those of you barely still listening. Yeah. We, you know, every time we say Kill Radio Station as our handle, we have to say it's all one word. Well, it's kind of obvious it's all one word when you really think about it, because we didn't say kill.radio.station or kill-underscore.
By the way, if you want to donate to Kill Radio, it's kr.finance@gmail.com.
It's dot finance?
Yeah, it changed.
Okay. Okay, well, why don't we go to music?
Your money's no good here, Mark.
Let's go to music, because I think we're losing people left and right. They're falling like flies. We're going to go to Baltimore.
You're losing me.
This is a band called Splitsville. We've played them before, and they're good, so we're going to play them again.
Baltimore.
So, yeah,
represent.
You're from that neck of the woods, aren't you?
I am. Actually, I'm from the woods just outside of
you're nowhere near the
of
neck.
That neck.
Yeah. This is a song called Brink. Again, Splitsville. Out of Baltimore, Maryland. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Splitsville.
You're listening to Hear Hear.
We'll be right back. Rejoicing in your duplicity.
Welcome back.
You're here.
We love Glasgow.
Yeah.
God, we do. You know, I was just saying, it's like everything we've heard from there, and we've heard a lot. I think we've heard everyone. I don't think there's any other bands left in Glasgow and Edinburgh.
That was Copilot Effect?
Yes, we played them before.
We played them last week.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was a good song. I wouldn't play it.
I mean, it's a great song. I just remember them because they put they left a really nice MySpace message for us the other day. About
message or comment?
A message thanking us for playing them and
cool.
All that good stuff.
They're just, you know, it's just, I'm pretty
or maybe
impressed.
It was a comment. I don't know. But yes.
All the bands who submitted from all of Scotland, mostly from Edinburgh and from Glasgow, have been $1 million. They've just, like, really talented musicians, not holding back.
We should put something in our little blurb either on our MySpace or on the Kill Radio schedule. It's like, here, Kill Radio is also a submission show. Where we talk about Glasgow every week.
It's true.
Where we talk about how great the Scottish musicians are.
The Scottish scene is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a song called Russian Dolls, Copilot Effect. They're obviously out of Glasgow. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/copilot effect. And then before that, once again, was Splitsville out of Baltimore, myspace.com/splitsville, a song called Brink. So it was nice. That was a set of two bands that we've played before, and... we're welcome to play you guys again if you're actually listening.
Yes. Or if you're not listening.
If you're not listening, we will play you again. Just tell them. Thanks.
Yeah, that's great. We both have some shows to look forward to.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Here benefit.
Yes. Okay. Here is doing a fundraiser for Kill Radio. Why would we need to do a fundraiser for Kill Radio? Because we are non-commercial, non-profit internet radio station. I mean, it sounds funny to put it this way, and I don't mean this in any way negative, but we're actually paying for
yeah,
these bands to play on the show.
Volunteer.
Yeah. Yes. The station is run in part by the dues that all of the DJs play, as well as by the fundraisers that we do. And so Here is doing one in March in a little less than a month. Almost a month to the day, downtown at a place called Lost Souls Cafe, which one of the co-owners is also a DJ here at Kill Radio. He does a show on Saturdays, I believe at 4 o'clock. No, 3 to 4:30 called Lost Souls Radio. And so it's a great old space. It was originally the cafeteria to the employees of the Farmers and Merchants Bank when they were actually there. Both the two high rises that are above it and the bank building that's still there Well, the two highways, is those were all offices.
You've been listening to a history of downtown Los Angeles.
Anyway, they've been converted. They've been converted to lofts. And the bank, I think I told you that one time, where I was standing waiting to go to the liquor store and I had to wait because
they were shooting. Dude, I'm going to throw you a line. Cause you're
Let me finish. Let me finish.
I'm trying to pull you back to the actual thing.
So we're doing
about.
A fundraiser. There's going to be six bands. Don't ask me to remember them right now because I've lost all my train of thought.
But they're all bands that we
they're
played.
They're all LA bands. Yeah, they're all here. They're all. I'm trying to find my notebook now, and I'm tripping over my cord. They're all bands who discovered us, who discovered here, and we got the chance to play them. And they're all obviously LA bands. But if you're a non-LA band and you think you're going to be in town, maybe we can work it out.
Yeah.
We're playing The Nooch, Skylar Stone Street, The Renders, Sarah Melson, Foreign Keys, Black Dollar, and Craig Lyons. Then, and it's going to be a great, fun event to support the station. And
$5, right?
$5 donation. It's not technically a cover.
Right.
And
it's a volunteer to give us $5.
Yes.
And maybe your house won't burn down in the middle of the night.
Or, yeah. Yeah. With my new haircut, I'm more into kind of burning crosses on lawns.
Man. It'll grow out. The attitude, I mean.
Oh.
This Thursday, isgoodmusic.com presents at the Mint. Very excited about this. Expecting a very good turnout because all the bands have been promoting, and I've been promoting, and collectively there's been a lot of promotion going on. And they're all bands who've played on my show, Is Good, on Thursday mornings. You can go to myspace.com/thisisgood and check out what that show is all about. But anyways, performing is Sarah Routh and Buddy and Gabriel Mann and Sam Sparrow. And they're all just incredible singer-songwriters. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to sing some songs that they wrote that are theirs, as singer-songwriters tend to do. And you'll go and you'll pay the cover and you'll go and you'll have a good time. And you'll probably drink a lot.
Yes.
And probably go home with someone. And you'll wake up and you'll regret it.
Or not.
But you'll be glad you saw a really good show.
Yeah.
So.
And hopefully everything after that will be a blur.
Yeah, exactly. So that's this Thursday, February 22nd at the Mint. You can check out the calendar there by going to themintla.com. That's themintla.com. And that's on Pico and Crescent Heights. So that's enough about that.
It's Pico and Crescent Heights?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
And that's our new location, right? Relatively new.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yes. Quite.
Great.
Although the Mint itself, as a concept, has been around since 1937.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is a long time. Let's go back to music?
Yeah.
Okay, you're listening to here on killradio.org. He's an artist by the name of Marc Jaffe. Look, he spells his name just like you, Mark. M-A-R-C.
He spells it the gay French spelling.
I'm sure.
Which is just a redundancy.
Right. myspace.com/MARCJAFFEE. That's Marc Jaffe. He also has his own little website here, web.mac.com/MarcJaffe. Play a couple tracks from this very cleverly titled album, Pop Goes the Culture. And it sounds like this. You're listening to here on killradio.org. Mark, did you shave your head in a show of solidarity with Britney Spears?
Yeah, everyone's been saying that to me. I think she copied me. I saw her at this party. We talked for a little bit. She liked my hair, and she wanted my phone number, and it just that didn't happen. And then that was it. And that's what everyone's talking about, like, you know, if we're like kind of in a cult or something, I go, it's possible. It could be a cult about me that I don't even know about. I could already be a member.
Dude, they were going on and on about her on TV this morning. You know, Shannon puts on the Today Show, which is like the equivalent of having your brains cleaned
with dirty water
while she's getting ready for work. So, so they were talking about Britney Spears, and they were going to like all these experts who were giving their opinion about, you know, what's up with Britney, how she's going through a phase, and how, you know, this one person actually had the audacity to say that, you know, maybe she should contact her spiritual advisor and, you know, go back to basics. And it's like, dude, you don't know this person. Like, you never met this person. I don't know. I just think that's an incredibly condescending thing to suggest to someone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's impossible not to notice that she's gone off the deep end, but I just don't think you should make, like, mental health recommendations.
Well, especially when
by proxy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they were doing the same thing with that whole Terri Schiavo thing. Remember when that?
Yeah.
That was the woman who was.
Where they were all just sort of weighing in on it.
Yeah,
like,
doctors.
Like it mattered what they thought.
Yeah. People who hadn't actually treated her were weighing in.
What was
on
the
her
name
own
of that asshole senator who diagnosed Frist? It was Frist, right?
Yeah.
I get them confused. It was Frist. We were just listening to Mark Jaffe, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this CD is, you know, somewhere between an album and a rock opera, I guess. Actually, he provided a little booklet of the lyrics, a libretto, if you will.
The lyrics
are hilarious. Pop Goes the Culture is the name of the album. Pop Goes the Culture is the story of a man who becomes disillusioned with the corrupt world of commerce, politics, and war. He tries to escape only to find an uglier and more vengeful world than he could have feared. And you can get more information about Mark Jaffe by going to myspace.com/MarkJaffe, MarkJaffee. And he submitted to us all the way from New York. Thank you for your submission to hear here on killradio.org, which is the show that you're listening to right now. If you want to send music to killradio.org and have it played, it's so easy. We've lubricated the process for you. Did that sound dirty? I hope it did.
Yeah, I'm just letting that land wherever it does, because normally that's something I would say. So when you start saying, I'm like, oh, I think I'm starting to ruin you.
Yes. Well, the process was at one time very, you know, dry and tight. It was difficult to get in there.
Now you're
and
wet
get
and
out
loose.
And now,
ew.
What are you doing?
I'm drinking my iced green tea. I need a kick from something, and I don't want it to be coffee.
Right. Oh, right. Because you can't drink coffee yet. Anyway, if you want to send a CD to Kill Radio,
I can drink
the
coffee. Okay.
I mean, you know, you're just not ready to
okay
go back to... Okay, fine.
Go on. What were you talking about?
All this information is available at myspace.com/here_here. That's HEAR_HERE. If you want to send a CD to the station, which is my preferred mode of receiving music, just go to... you can send it to Kill Radio, Attention Here Here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And the cool thing is, you know, I'll play your CD and... And then I'll put you in the Kill Radio library, and all the other Kill Radio people will go, ooh, what's in the Kill Radio library today? This looks nice. I'll play this on my show.
Putting the CD in the tray. La, la, la. Oh,
right.
I left my mic on again. Remember when I first started listening to Kill Radio, DJs would go to music, but they'd leave their mics on, and you'd hear them in the background talking during the music the whole time.
Yeah.
And I've always been paranoid about that ever since. Because
that's the way radio is supposed to be.
Right. It's the truth in advertising.
Yeah. And then if you want to send MP3s, all you have to do is send them to Mark.
Yep.
Via usendit.com.
Yep.
Which everybody knows about now.
Yeah.
You can stop describing it like it's some big thing that you found.
It's not a big thing.
Yeah.
No, it's just you upload the track.
Hey, do those things freak you out? We're looking at the MySpace page right now. You know, they have those ads for True.com, which is one of the many online dating services.
Video girls and their...
It's a dating service, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And they have these videos where it shows someone you know, it gives the illusion of them typing to you, like they're looking at you.
And they don't know the camera's on, and it's all kind of and being voyeuristic,
and like
it bugs me.
It's when you're eating a candy cane in a manner I would describe as lewd.
Yes.
So it just seems like even if you're innocently going through your MySpace, you're still being, you know, hunted down by obscenity.
Yeah.
Not obscenity. I sound so old school, but just like...
No, Republican is not old school.
That's not what I mean by obscenity. I just mean it's like, wow, it's so weird. Like, here's this person. And like the thing is, I'm supposed to look at it and get kind of sucked into it. And then I guess the idea is if I were single, then I would follow that link and try to meet that person. That specific person or someone just like her.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I've been trying to figure out the psychology behind it too, because there's something that they think is going on.
See, I think they'd get more people if they had like more of a sense of humor about it. So instead of it being some like cute college girl in her dorm, like twiddling with her hair, or typing to you, they have someone like Yoda, you know, or something, or like an old hairy man, because that's something that would draw my attention.
Or if it was, you know, some cute girl and she, you know, she slips out of her chair or something, you know, she falls on the ground.
I bet
might be my misogyny coming through.
I wonder if they have like a thing that you can put in there, like when you're signing up for your profile, like what you're looking for. If you can pick things like whether or not you want someone to be graceful or someone who's clumsy, you know.
They don't have that.
No?
No.
They should. They should form a dating website that's based only on criteria that doesn't matter. I mean, because you can't really break people down into categories anyway. The whole thing is kind of
What would be the criteria that doesn't matter that would matter to you, John?
You know, things like...
do you have a clumsy fetish?
Like left-handed versus right-handed, or, you know, boxers versus briefs. I don't know, whatever. I'm just saying.
So what would be some of the criteria you'd like to see for you? I mean, does it turn you on when, like, Shannon slips and falls?
More than you know.
Yes, my fiancé just biffed it. Hot. Let me help
you
up. It's
only when I'm personally responsible.
Then you help her up, and you slip, and she falls again, and...
We have a lot of fun together.
I know.
Everybody knows I'm in that particular relationship. I'm the one who's always getting hurt.
From falling or for her punching you?
You know, no, it's stuff like walking into open cupboards and you know, and I'm the one who left the cupboard open, so I can't even blame someone. That kind of thing. Let's go back to music,
please. We're gonna go to two LA bands. This is a band called Lady Fox. A song called "Catch Me." MySpace.com/LadyFoxMusic. Coming up now, KillRadio.org. You're listening to Hear Hear.
Right now.
The story of my life. I'll never be like girls with a simple mind. I'm so much more than that. I'll keep you guessing, baby, that's a fact. Yeah, I'm mixing all up. You get confused with my complex love. I try to make you see, but you just keep on getting more uptight with me.
Yeah.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
On killradio.org.
I feel so nice and dirty now. In a good way, John. Hi, John.
Hi, Mark.
Nice jacket, John. Why don't you take it off? Isn't it getting hot in here?
I like it hot in here.
That was the Fluffer, song called Ride It. Before that, we heard Lady Fox with Catch Me. For the Fluffer, myspace.com/thefluffer. And then again, for Lady Fox, myspace.com/ladyfoxmusic. Welcome back, John.
Thank you.
I've been sexually harassed in a long time, and that was like just going through the motions. I wasn't even into it at all.
I know. I'm actually starting to feel a little offended.
That I'm not into it anymore?
Yeah.
That I look at you like a brother or something?
I just think maybe it means I've let myself go. I need a haircut.
I've moved on.
Got a shave. I need to get my life in order. But instead, I'll keep devoting all my time and energy to Kill Radio. Because I get more out of that than pursuing a life of riches.
So what'd you think of that ice cream meeting we had? That was fun.
Yeah, actually, last Kill Radio meeting was a tremendous success. We got lots of things passed. We figured out how we're going to spend the benefit money. And
yes.
It's very exciting.
You kind of brought up about something that wasn't passed before in the past, which I was kind of happy about. An idea about doing something with programming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, we proposed that, and that got shot down.
That's right, and then someone else proposed it.
Right.
That's right. Well, it could still happen. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that can't possibly be interesting for the listener.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, why am I bringing this up?
I think we should just go back to music. What are we, about halfway through the show? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit more. We still have plenty of music to play.
Yep.
This is an artist by the name of, I don't know if I'm supposed to call it T-Zol or T-Z-O-L. It's a what's the word?
It's like TSOL but with a Z.
Yeah.
If you know your old LA punk bands.
Where you take words and you make
acronym.
Acronym, thank you. I kept the word archaic kept coming up in my head.
Well, no duh.
Yeah, archaic acronym. Anyway, T-Zol is from Los Angeles. You can check him out at myspace.com/TZOL. And it's cool because if you look at it in reverse, it looks like Lost, except with the L backwards. Anyway. Sounds like this. Thanks for your submission to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Here's a composition, ladies and gentlemen, by Confirmation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was TZOL from Los Angeles. Thanks for sending us a CD. Those tracks were called Confirmation and something I can't pronounce. Let's see.
Oh, it,
Sir Das Bhajan Raga. That's pretty close, probably.
I think it's... I'm not even going to try.
Yeah. Well, it's
I think
cool.
It's Bhajan Raga.
I like this erase. Recommended tracks. 1, 2, 3. Shit, just play them all. MySpace.com/TZOL. And we'll throw this in the Kill Radio library for
Yay.
Future play. I got to start labeling these because that was some pretty cool trip-hop, down-tempo action going mm-hmm. on. I dig it. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Brought to you by...
Kenner.
The letters H and H. And Mark's bag of nuts.
Yes, and raisins.
That's a huge bag of nuts you have over there, Mark.
That's not a big bag.
Is that your lunch?
No, that's a snack. I'm all about snacking now.
All right, well, you want to put some music on so you can go snack on your nut bag?
Yeah. I knew you were going to... I thought if I don't do it, you will, and you did it.
I just didn't notice
John,
it.
You want some of my nuts? I mean, so stupid.
I just didn't notice it until you pulled the sack out of your pants
grade.
And put it over there.
I didn't pull it out of my pants. Pull it on my... Anyway, let's go to music. We've been playing anyone from Italy for a long time.
We have played people from Italy, but not in a long time.
Not in a while. So we're going to. This is an artist by the name of Giuseppe Tancella out of Rutigliano, Italia. MySpace.com/Giuseppe Tancella. If you want the spelling, just instant message us at Kill Radio Station. This is a song called Dimensione. You're listening here on killradio.org.
Non si uccide mai, non sai se puoi odiarmi. Yeah.
That was Public Jones out of Los Angeles. Los Angeles! Song called Song 5, myspace.com/Public Jones. And we had quite a discussion about whether or not that alleged skipping, I have to say it that way because it may not have been, was intentional or was not.
It's hard to say because sometimes it did seem
first
to
of all,
go
I was playing an MP3, so it wasn't a CD.
It wasn't a skipping CD. It was
if
like
it
the
was,
recording had
been encoded.
It was a recording of a skipping CD.
Or that it was encoded weird, which I've had happen because of You Send It. There was one time that twice it was all two bands got tweaked out. So Public Jones, if you're listening, or if that wasn't how it's supposed to sound, we'd love to play it again. So please send it. It was a good song. Again, myspace.com/Public Jones. That might have been the extra special Hear Hear version. Am I tweaking out?
Yeah, your chord is a little...
All right. That might have been the Hear Hear remix of Song 5 from Public Jones. Before
awesome.
That, once again, was Giuseppe Tancella with a song called Dimensione. He's out of Italy. myspace.com/Giuseppe Tancella. My favorite thing to say in Italian is Io sono immondizia bianca.
What's that mean?
I am white trash.
My favorite thing to say is Giuseppe. So everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
I have more music for you. Should we just keep plowing through?
Yeah.
This is a band that I've been conversing with a little bit on MySpace called Odyssey. O-D-D-I-S-E-A. Odyssey. And they have a new CD called Being and Feeling. And it's an interesting act. They're from Los Angeles. They are, there's four of them. Here, I'll read the little thing here. Says, it's always hard to describe Odyssey's music in one simple sentence because the music is a hybrid of many styles of music. It is, however, moody, energetic, emotional, and it talks to you at a very deep level. Being and Feeling is about becoming more sensitive to what's around us in everyday life and becoming more aware of what's truly important to us, our loved ones, self-respect, and time. Awareness makes life more meaningful and precious. The record also deals with the ideas of life and death and the impermanence of things. So, covers quite a few topics in just 30 minutes on this EP, which features jazz trumpeter Elliot Deutsch, keyboardist and engineer Devin Thomas, violinist Claudia Zuniga. The list goes on and on. So this is what it sounds like. You can check them out, myspace.com/Odyssey. Again, that's O-D-D-I-S-E-I-S-E-A, as well as purevolume.com/Odyssey, isounds.com/Odyssey, indie911.com/Odyssey. And odyssey.com.
They also emailed us. They have a show coming up at the gig. Did you see that?
That's
on
right.
On the 25th of February.
On the 25th.
Gig,
that's
on Melrose.
What is that? Monday, isn't it?
Is that a week from today?
Sunday? It's Sunday. It's a week from yesterday.
Okay.
Today's the 19th, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So the 25th would be Sunday. Where is that, their
at
gig?
At the gig.
Awesome. All right. So now you get to hear it and then... enjoy it, and then you'll go see them live on the 25th. Ain't that grand?
Their gig at the gig.
Which is becoming a popular place to gig.
I've never been there.
I haven't been there myself, but a lot of bands who I've interviewed or we've played on the show, I find out that they're playing.
Oh, so now it's becoming popular because you know you're now involved with these bands.
No, I'm just saying I've just noticed the name come up a lot more.
Mm.
You're always so argumentative.
I'm not.
I liked you better when you were starving.
Oh.
That's quote of the day. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is the band called Odyssey. We'll be right back.
The night.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
CoverRadio.org. That was Odyssey. O-double-D-I-S-E-A. You can check them out at odyssey.com, myspace.com/odyssey. And you can also go see them live February 25th at the gig.
Yes.
Thanks for your submission to Hear, hear on CoverRadio.org. Incidentally, CoRadio.org is a nonprofit anti-corporate internet radio station, and we are supported by the DJs as well as donations, which come to us. We are a project under a nonprofit organization, so tax-deductible donations. Mm-hmm. So if you want to PayPal us anything, that's cool. kr.finance@gmail.com is how you would do that. Also, if you go to CoRadio.org and click around, you can probably find the address for which you could even mail a check if you were so inclined.
And you can also find the links to for kr.finance@gmail.com.
And we're very excited because we're going to be making a lot of really cool changes to Kill Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be upgrading the website. We're going to be getting some new equipment in from some of the funds that we collected at the at that big benefit concert that we did at the Echo.
Yep.
And then hopefully other shows will also start doing little benefits, like the one that Hear Hear is hosting in March at Lost Souls. And so,
and there will be one in April, too.
It's a very exciting time to be a part of Kill Radio. Kill Radio just had this very complimentary piece done on it at kcet.org. You can check it out. There's a hilarious interview with Mark and I, and also some other really great interviews and video and audio to check out. Just go to kcet.org and click on Web Stories. And I might as well mention it again, the podcast Six Strings in a Hard Place, which you can find on iTunes or by going to diebox.com, diebox.com, also has a hilarious interview with Mark and I about the Hear Hear project and about killradio.org, which are one and the same and different at the same time. It's like the Trinity.
Yeah, and it, yet it's not one and the same, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to our music on that note. Again, Bands of Los Angeles, I think we're making up for having hardly played any Los Angeles bands lately.
A lot of Los Angeles going on.
Today. This is a band called Cute Phase. They're out of Los Angeles. MySpace.com/CuteFaze. This is two songs we're going to play. We're going to hear London Drugs and then Lonesome. You're listening to Hear Hear, killradio.org.
Heaven sent. We'll be right back.
John, you've made it.
Yay!
You've made it, John.
Yeah, thank you for that enlightening discussion about evolution.
Shut
I'm
up.
Enlightened.
I'm going to get old Darwin on your ass and beat you over the head with a baseball bat.
Survival of the bitchiest.
That was two tracks from Cute Phase, Lonesome and London Drugs. They're a Los Angeles band. Thank you, thank you. We love playing the Los Angeles bands. And oftentimes we don't, it's not that we don't on purpose. It's just we're not big in LA like we are in Glasgow.
No, but we have been getting a
we
lot of LA submissions
we should
lately.
Be. Yeah,
and,
it's good.
That's exciting. And I liked that Cute Phase.
Yeah, that was good.
Cool sound.
Nice sound.
We're almost out of time. And
but
I think we're
more?
Actually, yeah, I have two more CDs to play, actually.
Cool.
So we may actually end the show round two for once. Usually we end up going over.
To like 4:15.
Yeah, on Thursday. This is Austin Atterbury and Friends. You can check this out. More information on this band or artist, AustinAtterbury.com. That's AustinAtterbry.com. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from Austin Atterbury. This is sent to us from Chicago. And here's what it sounds like. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I pop the top on a Corona bottle and I drink till 5 o'clock somewhere near. A Monday could be a world away. I'm unemployed as of today. So I kick back, I relax, I wonder what could be coming next. I said I kick back, I relax, I wonder what's rolling down them tracks. I hear, I hear, I hear. I'm partying tonight. I wanna make some drinks and maybe wake up right next to the party tonight. And so you stick with me and you just smile. I'm partying tonight, na 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 na. Ra na 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 na. So now the boss man said, Austin, my friend, you're I'm gonna get by, so show up on time. I know it, this gig just ain't been my bag. So I tell the man, I said, I'll be right back. And I kick back, I relax, I wonder what could be coming next. I said, I kick back, I relax, I wonder what's rolling down them tracks. I hear, I hear, I hear a party tonight. I wanna keep on dancing till the break of daylight and then party tonight. So let's pick a fight and I'll remember why. I'm party tonight. I wanna play the fool in my cold pickup lines and then party tonight. So you stick with me and you just smile. I'm partying tonight, na 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 na. I said tonight, na 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 na. Job. I may be here on the street, but that's alright with me. Because the people passing me, I can't but help wondering, do they know, do they know how, do they know how to. I'm partying tonight. I can swig a beer and make love at the same time. I'm partying tonight. Then throw a dart at the wall and hit the bullseye. I'm party tonight. So you stick with me and you just smile. I'm party, I say, well, you just smile. Ba 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 ba, you just smile. I'm party.
been 2 years since you've been gone from here. Some things change, rearrange in place, and I will fill you in. You gotta know the old boy's doing fine. They got a wise child and a pocket full of precious time. The old lady, she's getting married. She still smiles every time she hears the sound of your sweet name. What about me? You say, well, I can't tell you much. There's some things come to light ever since the last time we were in touch. You always said it'd be crazy. Well, you're right. Up until I took your advice, I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm proud that I do any and everything my heart tells me to. I got a six-string guitar and I dream to go far, 'cause you always told me we'd better love who we are. Well, oh, old man, this is who I am, so I hope you're proud. Your son's a guitar man, yeah. That's who I am. That's who I am, yeah. Now she's a little six-string cutie with a beautiful way. I'm reminding me there's some things just gotta say. She won't shout and she won't be too loud, but she can make me laugh like you used to dare. But you'd be surprised, she gets me by until I'm gonna strum these six strings till the day that I die. So you were the wise one who told me to run with whatever my heart said was true love. You always said it'd be crazy, well, you're right. Up until I took your advice, I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm proud that I do any and everything my heart tells me to. I got a six-string guitar and I dream to go far, 'cause you always told me we better love who we are. Well, oh, old man, this is who I am, so I hope you're proud. Your son's a guitar man, yeah. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. Yeah, yeah. That's who I am. Yeah, yeah. Well, when things went rough, maybe even a little tough, I knew this steel guitar would see me through. Yeah, and I just gotta say, there ain't never gonna be a lonesome day. This here guitar by me, it's who I am. It's who I am, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's who I am, who I am, who I am. It's a who I am. And you always said it'd be crazy. Well, you're right. Up until I took your advice, I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm proud that I do any and everything my heart tells me to. I got a six-string guitar and I dream to go far, 'cause you always told me we better love who we are. Well, oh, old man, this is a who I am, yeah. So hope you're proud, your son's a guitar man, 'cause that's who I am.
Here, here on killradio.org. That is...
Does that ever get old?
Yes.
Okay.
But not yet.
Okay.
Not today. It was old last week. Now it's new again.
Yeah.
That was Austin Atterbury. And you can check him out by going to myspace.com/AustinAtterbury or austinatterbury.com. And Austin, like the city, like the great city that holds South by Southwest, where every musician I know is apparently going this year.
Right.
Everyone but me.
Right.
And Atterbury, Atterbury. It says here on the CD, actually, this CD is a project with Austin Atterbury and Pete Washfowitz. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. But anyway, there you go. We listened to tracks Guitar Man and Party Tonight by Austin Atterbury and Friends. Have one more CD for you. Looking forward to playing this. This is Esmeralda Strange. And you can check out EsmeraldaStrange.com as well as MySpace.com/EsmeraldaStrange. Play a couple tracks from the album Introducing Esmeralda Strange. That's a pretty great picture on the sleeve.
Yep.
It's
she looks like my aunt.
I've been there. All right, so that's what I'm going to play right now on here on killradio.org. By the way, if you're gay, you can get married in New Jersey now.
Yay!
Like
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
That was awesome.
I want to hear her live. That would be fun.
I love Esmeralda Strange.
Where's she out of?
San Francisco.
Oh.
And
I don't go there.
The SF Weekly described her as brave and brazen. And it says here, eerie and evocative, aggressive, accordion-based funk folk. From the Mission Arts Monthly. It says here on the one sheet, Esmeralda Strange is a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist based out of San Francisco, California. Drawing on the vaudevillian tradition of the one-man band, she mm-hmm. plays the accordion, drums, and sings all at the same time. Ms. Strange would describe herself as a punk rock band, but her musical influences and the resulting product contain elements of urban folk, cumbia, circus music, norteño, ranchero, and an Eastern European gypsy sound. She sings both in English and Spanish. Her music has been described as, quote, acoustic electro clash goes to the punk rock circus in Mexico.
Yeah, in Tijuana.
End quote. And that goes on to describe the solo show, which I bet is fantastic. So hopefully she'll come down to L.A. I'll
yeah.
check that out.
L.A. needs her.
That's Esmeralda Strange, esmeraldastrange.com and myspace.com/Esmeralda Strange. And we listen to two songs, Que Viva La Chava. Chava? Chava?
Which one?
C-H-A-V-A.
Where?
Chava.
Chava.
And introducing Esmeralda Strange, which is also the name of the album, which you can get probably by going to her website and finding mm-hmm. out about that. So, yeah. So that was another lovely edition of Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yep.
We're here every Monday
yep.
from noon to 2, except on those occasions when we're not. And
the podcast of today's show will be available, what, by 3 o'clock today about at the latest, you think?
Yeah. It's actually not a podcast, though.
The recording of the show will be related?
Yes, a recording okay. for download. Although, you know, we could make it podcastable.
We could.
I figured out, I was trained on how to do it, and I've successfully turned Is Good into a podcast. So, like,
oh.
after I do an episode, all I have to do is punch in some numbers on a file and re-upload my file, and then anybody who's subscribed to that,
right.
the show will automatically be downloaded to their iTunes. We can do
nice.
The same thing with Hear Hear. And maybe we will. So stick around and see if that happens, if for no other reason.
So, yeah, good show today. Let's thank the bands. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for submitting your music to killradio.org so we can play it. Esmeralda Strange, Austin Atterbury and Friends, Cute Phase, Odyssey, Public Jones, Giuseppe Tanzella, TZOL, The Fluffer, Lady Fox, Mark Jaffe, Co-Pilot Effect, Splitsville, Bullet Treatment, Sun Vision, and Dark Blue World.
Yay.
Yay. We'll be back next week with more music from the mailman and beyond. Check out myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. That's myspace.com/here_here. And if you liked what you heard, why not contact one of the bands? Say, hey, we heard you on Hear Hear. If you want to submit your music, all the instructions you need are on that MySpace page. We take CDs and MP3s.
Yep.
Preaching to the converted, aren't I?
Yep.
All right. Moving on then. Why don't we put on Bennett's weekly news report?
Okay.
Because that's always good to listen to. Stick
okay.
around. You're listening to killradio.org.
Well, first I have our interview.
Oh, did we get it downloaded?
I just finished downloading
it. Oh, okay.
It.
So, oh, you know what? And before I go, I just want to remind everyone again, February 22nd at the Mint, 6010 Pico, $7 cover. Four incredible musicians, bands will be playing. Sarah Routh, Buddy, Gabriel Mann, Sam Sparrow. It's going to be a great show. Isgoodmusic.com presents at the Mint. So I hope to see you there. This Thursday night, doors are at 8 o'clock. And what we're going to play for you now is the interview that Mark and I did with KCET, which is also available at kcet.org as part of their web stories project that they did on
yep.
Q Radio. So stick around. Natural Light beer. It's not very good beer, but it's like it's as good as Bud Light, I think.
Yeah.
And 20 ounces.